So I don't know if you know this, but I have an affinity for Chipotle Ranch Cheetos.
Chipotle Ranch Cheetos. Crunchy Cheetos or puffy Cheetos?
Bro, crunchy Cheetos.
I don't know. I've never had them. Never seen them.
Puffy Cheetos are for children.
Well, I don't mind a puffy Cheeto.
Well, I mean, sometimes. You know what I like to do with puffy Cheetos is suck on them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Put on some Barry White music and just suck on them a little.
Mm-hmm.
Like they were toes.
You got to suck on it just a little. Just a tit.
Like they were toes?
Just like toes.
Yeah, dog.
Just like toes. Yeah. Your little gif reminded me of that.
Nice. Yeah. I only saw the jalapeno cheddar, not the Chipotle Ranch.
See, most places don't have them.
Oh.
I have a place that I go to, and I specifically request them.
You have a man?
I have a man. I have a guy for my Cheetos.
I could go around the corner and order it from the guy.
You know, everyone needs to have a Cheeto dealer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You give him the secret knock and secret handshake, and then he's like, here's three bags.
Yeah. Although I was disappointed, though, because one day I went and they were out of my favorite Chipotle Ranch Cheetos, and I ended up getting the Zapp's Voodoo Chips.
Ooh, bad choice.
No, I love those.
I don't know about that.
And it just so happened that their chip guy was there. Making an order.
Was this a grocery store or a convenience?
It was a grocery store.
Oh, so you had a direct line right there.
Yeah, so I was like, dude, you need to always keep Chipotle Ranch Cheetos in here. And so he says to me, so you're the guy.
You're like, that's right.
Yes. So anyway, so he saw I had the Zapp's Voodoo Chips in my hand. Mm-hmm. And I was like, do you guys have anything like this chip? Because I love the Voodoo Chips. Maybe you're not a fan. That's fine. I love the Voodoo Chips. It's like a salt and vinegar chip, but it's got that little like Louisiana like rub on it.
Yeah.
It's got a little kick.
It's sort of like that real vinegary hot sauce that a lot of people put on buffalo wings.
Similar to that.
Yeah.
But
do you have the brand Oots by you?
We do have Oots.
Have you tried their crab dip chip?
No, but now I'm gonna have to go to said grocery store and request to speak with their Oots man.
Yes. Yes, you do. Because if you like Old Bay seasoning, that you usually get on like a crab cake or whatever, it's pretty much that. It's Old Bay seasoning.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so I have these Voodoo Chips, and he says to me, you know, we have something similar to that. And I said, really? I've never heard of it. So I'm trying to find the dang the name of these things.
What is it, Lay's?
Yes, it's a Lay's potato chip, but it's like a hot pink bag. Like hot pink.
Well, I gotta look for this now.
And he's like, yeah, I have this one. It's just like that one. I said, all right, go ahead and bring some.
I've seen this one, Flaming Hot Dill Pickle.
Is that what it's called?
That's the one I'm thinking that you're thinking of.
Let's see here. Lay's Flaming Hot Dill Pickle. I thought it had like a single name. No, this is not it.
It isn't? Because I just saw that come into our market, so that's interesting.
Nope, this is not it.
Huh.
Anyways, as I'll keep DuckDuck going as I DuckDuckGo and chat at the same time. Anyway, so he's like, we have these chips and they're just like those.
Ooh.
I said, I don't know, man. These are pretty good. And he's like, I'll bring some. And I was like, look, I don't know like how you need to order them. But like, whatever. I'll buy all of them.
Did the guy ask you to come out to his truck? I have something for you. Come out to my truck. And then he opens up like the sidecar and there's like five different chips that have never been like in any grocery store. And he's like, try these. You'll be, you're my test market now.
No, no, no. So, so he's like, yeah, I can just order like four. I was like, fine, just order four. I'll buy all four. You know, I don't want the guy to get stuck with them. You know what I mean?
The grocery store?
Yeah. They get the chip guy? The chip guy. They get paid by commission.
Oh, gotcha. I didn't know.
Yeah. So he's like, that's fine. So I go back a few days later and these chips are there. Nobody had touched them. Because yeah. I'm sure nobody knew what the hell they were.
Right.
And, so I picked them up and I tried them and, I will say this. These chips mm-hmm. were good, mm-hmm. but there were no Zapp's Voodoo Chips.
Because Zapp's really puts on the seasonings.
Yeah, a ton of seasoning.
Yeah.
And the thing about this one is it had some seasoning, but the weird thing is, you know, like Zapp's has a little bit of a kick.
Yeah.
But it's just like a little kick, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
These chips... Like, you put them in your mouth, and you have that similar taste. Not quite the same, but similar. You can definitely taste the vinegar. Mm-hmm. And you chew them up a little bit, and then as you swallow them, it's just like a burning fire of molten lava in your mouth.
They're too hot.
Too hot.
Wow.
But here's the thing. I love hot.
Okay.
And the problem that I had is I had one of these chips, and I was like, that's pretty good. Let me try another one. So I eat another one. By the time I get the second one in, the fire is burning in my mouth.
Ooh, a slow heat.
But I love the heat. And so I was like, shit, it's so hot. My mouth is on fire. I need to have another chip. And so I ended up eating the whole bag.
Ooh.
But it was very spicy.
That sounds good. Because usually usually those chip companies are very, they're only skirting above and below the middle line.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
They rarely go to like a crazy, like hot flavor.
Yeah, because I'm talking to this chip guy and he's like, well, if you like spicy, like I've got these Flaming Hot Doritos. And I'm like, bro, have you tasted Flaming Hot Doritos? They're Doritos made for children.
I was going to say, those are child's play.
Yeah, they're not hot. I said, they have like a bright red powder on them. That implies that they're hot, but they're not spicy at all. Anyways, I can't find the goddamn name of these chips.
Flaming Hot stuff, that stuff's so big right now.
Mm.
You see it all over the Instagram of like, oh, here's this crazy dessert company coming out with Flaming Hot cupcakes. And all it is smashed up Cheetos spread on top of like... You know, a chocolate and vanilla cupcake. It's like, come on, people.
Which I'm fine with that.
But guess what? I don't need to buy your $7 cupcake. I can buy a $3 cupcake and grind up my own Cheetos. And guess what? They're probably a hell of a lot more crunchier and fresh than what I'm buying from you.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Did you see that? Did you ever see, like, there's ton, like, Flaming Hot, you know, mashed potatoes, Flaming Hot meatloaf. And all it is Flaming Hot, like, ground up and then sprinkled over the top of whatever garbage they're trying to sell.
Yeah.
Man, I don't fall for that anymore.
This is so bad. So I found part of the bag design, but it's in like a display of all the Lace flavors, and it doesn't give me the name. It cuts it off like right there because it's at the bottom of the damn image.
Thanks, DuckDuckGo.
But it's a purple bag.
Purple? You said pink.
I thought it was pink, but apparently it's purple. Oh,
well, do what I did and put in Lay's potato chips. I put in pink, and I got all these pink bags. Put in purple.
Well, purple's what I just did.
That's what you put in?
Yeah,
and
but
you got nothing?
Purple. Well, purple gives me the sweet chili Doritos, which are delicious.
They're good.
It gives me the Flaming Hot Dill Pickle, which is not what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
All right, maybe I should just do Lay's potato chip pink bag instead of Lay's pink bag.
Or maybe Lay's hot or something like that, like something spicy maybe.
Oh, yes. Hot pink bags. That might take me to Pornhub or something.
You know, when I put in pink, I put Lay's potato chips pink.
Mm-hmm.
And I got back, I don't know if you ever had the British chip Walkers.
No, but I saw that.
And they had a prawn flavored potato chip, and sign me up, because yeah. I like the cracker, and we've discussed it before, chicken and a biscuit.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't think that you would like a cracker that tastes like chicken, but guess what? It tastes like poultry seasons, and that is delicious.
They had those limited time Lay's. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They had there was a crab one, yep. And there was like a lobster roll one.
And they had chicken and waffles.
Oh, I like the chicken and waffles. It was too sweet, though, but I liked it.
Too sweet.
But it was good. All right, you know what? I can't find these chips. I'm going to go to this goddamn store, and hopefully he has ordered some more. There's a classic BLT Lay's? Where is that?
That sounds good.
I want that. Anyways, Lay's potato chips, not a sponsor.
This sounds like fake news to me.
No, this is very real. Very real. Like, shit got real in that grocery store.
This sounds like CNBC news to me. Thanks.
West Indies hot and sweet chili. I want that. Where's that?
Yeah, no doubt. Oh, is it Cajun spice?
Cajun spice. Let's see. Lay's Cajun spice.
I see it says New Taste of America flavor. I don't know if it's old or not, but I'm just looking at images.
Nope, this is not it.
I want Thailand.
Is like the happiest fucking bag of Lay's you would ever see in your life. It's like, it's hot pink or purple, and there's like limes exploding on it, and like, it's like a party on the bag.
Legionnaires, just to let you know, we're a few days away from, Thanksgiving, as we're recording this. Obviously, Martin has his big, huge thermos of gin and tonics going right now, pretending that he's making up a taste of Lay's flavor.
No, dude, I'm telling you.
I have fallen for your trick, Martin, while you're trying to brainstorm your new flavor contest. I've fallen for it. I've given you many hints. Now, if there's going to be a shrimp chip that all of a sudden appears on Lay's, and you win $25,000 for suggesting it, I expect a cut. Thank you.
All right, you know what? I'm going to go to this place tomorrow.
And I'm going to talk to my chip guy.
And I'm going to take a picture of this damn bag.
Well, you said you bought three bags.
Well they're gone. I ate them.
They're all in your belly?
Well, I mean, I probably pooped them out by now.
Were they okay? You said one bag you polished the entire bag off because you couldn't stop eating them, mm-hmm. which is a great sign for a chip. Was all of the bags that way, or just the first bag?
No, they were all that way.
Oh man, so this sounds like the best chip.
I mean, it was good, but it's not. Like, it's not one of those chips where you're like, I'm kind of hungry for a snack. What should I have? Let me go find these hot pink chips. You know what I mean?
Right. Now, did it leave your fingers completely, like it looks like a grenade, a ketchup grenade went off in your fingers?
Oh, no.
Because there's some tricky ones. Like, you can get some of the, like, kettle chips that will be, like, jalapeno flavored. And you could eat those, and they're hot as hell. And you're just eating away. And then you look at your fingers, and they look normal. And it's like, but don't rub your eyes. Oh, no. Those are like jalapeno scented now. But those oots, man, you eat some of their like cheese chips. Jesus, you got yellow fingers for days.
Yeah, no kidding. That's why I eat my Cheetos with my pinkies up and I never touch them. I pop the bag and I just shove them in my mouth.
Wait, it goes from your bag into your mouth?
Yeah, bro.
Wow. You know what I've done? And my wife thought I was completely insane by this. And now she's doing it.
Chopsticks.
I wish. No, I'm not that pretentious, sadly. And I'm not that good with chopsticks either. But for granola, instead of dumping it into a bowl or eating it straight out of the bag, I'll put it into a cup and then bring the cup up to my mouth like a drink. And the wife looked at me like I'm crazy.
No, I like it.
And I'm like, no, just trust me. Just put it in here. I'll put it into a cup. Here. And then she's like, you know what? That made a lot of sense. Because a lot of crap, you get a lot of dust from, like, anything that you're eating on your fingers. Mm-hmm. And then what are you going to do? Like, are we trying to live in a green world? Am I taking, like, 5 napkins to wipe my fingers down after some granola or nuts? Why should I do that? If I had a cup, I don't have – hey, guess what? I just saved a couple trees. Thank you.
You know, I thought about you because they had metal straws at the store.
Oh, I'm drinking out of one tonight.
Yeah, 3 packs of metal straws.
Except can I give you a – this is a pro tip, hot pro tip. Get the metal boba straws.
Oh.
Yes. Because if you look at a regular – it's sort of like whenever you go to a regular fast food restaurant, those straws are never as wide as like a McDonald's straw. And you could totally tell the difference. Mm. But a boba straw is even – 2-3 times bigger than a McDonald's straw.
You know, I learned a new reason not to use paper straws. I was watching the YouTube channel Veritasium. I don't know if you ever watch it. Fantastic channel. It's a science channel. And and the original experiment was something about like if you shake – oh, what is it? Yeah, when you shake a bottle of soda, like a 2-liter bottle of Coke, does the internal pressure increase? And is that why the soda explodes when you open it? As it turns out, the pressure does not increase. There's a whole different reason why the soda explodes when you shake it. And apparently, paper straws can make it worse.
Paper or plastic?
Paper straws.
Plastic. Well, yeah, paper straws suck.
Plastic, yeah. There's something about like the texture of the straw where the plastic straw doesn't like, oh God, what was it? Something about like introducing air into the dissolved carbon dioxide, and that's what causes it to fizz. Hmm. So a plastic straw doesn't have that. So you don't get the extra fizz. But if you put a paper straw in a soft drink, it actually starts dissolving the carbon dioxide in the drink. And that's why when you drink out of a paper straw, it's fizzier.
Hmm. Interesting.
You should watch it. Veritasium. Very good channel.
Very interesting.
Yes.
I like that a lot.
You should.
I like that a lot.
Anyways, we have a lot to talk about, Nick.
What else did your chip guy do? What else did he talk about? Did you share anything about the new flavors that he's been coming out with, his company?
No, they don't have anything. I'm like, what happened to this? Oh, we don't have them anymore. What happened to this?
I like I love an experimental chip. Don't get me wrong. But boy, as soon as that Lay's pick your own flavor contest, as soon as that became a hit, especially online and social forums, Jesus Christ, Lay's, you're doing it way too much. Like every 3 months, there's 3 new flavors.
Not like, around here.
Maybe.
Not around here. You know what the worst one was? The cappuccino Lay's.
Ugh, come on.
The worst. How's that winner? The worst.
How is that a winner? Gross.
So I thought this is going to be disgusting. And it wasn't disgusting, but they do have like a cinnamon Cheeto Puff?
Is it supposed to be like a churro?
Yeah, it's like a churro.
Mm.
It's pretty good.
I don't need a whole bag of those.
No, it's too much.
Yeah.
It's too much.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
But it's good. But too much. I'd ask him, well, can you get this? Oh, no, we can't get that anymore. Well, can you get it? No, we can't get that. Like, what the fuck? What can you get? I don't want damn classic salted Lay's. What am I, an old man? I want to try the new hip stuff.
And then did you give them your 10-minute rant about bringing back retro packaging on Doritos? And
oh, he's like, dude, I like
yo,
it.
Yo, dude, I don't do Doritos. And you're like, ooh, sorry. Ooh, okay.
I like the retro packaging. I didn't ask him, but somehow it ended up coming into conversation, and he hated it because apparently he's selling less Doritos.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because people think it's a new flavor.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. And
they're like, I don't want that. Where's the regular Doritos? This is the regular Doritos. People don't read it's just
Taco. Taco's back. That's all that is.
People are just attracted to shiny things. You know what I mean?
You know what I wish they would do more experimental flavors with? Mm. Frito-Lay corn chips.
Oh, the Fritos.
Dude.
Yeah.
Come on. They had some good flavors there. And then all of a sudden they just started to get rid of, like, they were trying different styles of cheese at one point. Mm-hmm. And those were awesome. But I mean, that was like a decade ago. And now it's just like, you know what you want? You want that sweet barbecue or whatever the hell that flavor is. Mm-hmm. And we'll give you one cheese and then one like Flaming Hot. And that's all you need, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. Moving on.
You know, Nick, the more I look at these images, the more I think that you are right. I think maybe it is the Flaming Hot Dill Pickle.
Thank you.
Yep, I think you're right.
Thank you.
I'm going to have to go to the store and verify tomorrow.
Which makes sense, because remembering back to your voodoo chip, I would say that it is sort of, it's more of that buffalo sauce. That's mm-hmm. where the vinegar comes in. Mm-hmm. So that's sort of a dill pickle vinegary thing with their Flaming Hot, which I can see why he would want to sell it to you, because how many people ever complain about Flaming Hot anything?
Yeah, true that.
Like, man, you could do a Flaming Hot Oreo and people would eat that crap up.
You know what the kids like? The kids like that Doritos Flamas. Have you tried that one?
Flamas.
Yeah. No? It's a Flaming Hot Dorito with like a kick of lime. So it's like those Takis.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Except they like the Takis better because the Takis are like that rolled shell. So you get like the extra crunch. And they like
it's a little
extra
harder
crunch.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree with the kids. I'm with the kids on this one.
Yep. I did ask him about that inside scoop. Breaking news! I hear Lay's might buy Taki.
Ooh, that'd be smart. That'd be real smart. Congratulations, Taki.
Mm-hmm. So buy your stock of Frito Company. Frito-Lay's uh-huh. Company. We haven't talked chips in a while. I'm glad that happened.
That's great.
Chips are great.
Yeah. Oh, they are. So, God given. The wife and I were just talking about, we watched a video and the subject of fries came up. Mm. So we were talking about fast food fries. And she's like, well, you don't like these fries. You're more of like a curly fry guy.
Love and Julie curly the fry. Crew,
buddy, Julie the cruise director, we've been married two decades. And I just looked at her and I'm like, I'm a tater tot guy, then a French fry guy, then a waffle fry guy, and then a curly fry guy. Curly fries are bunk. They are moist because the damn curls don't separate the fry enough. So the heat in between all the curls gets moist because it can't evaporate because it's not stretched out enough. Mm-hmm. And then they get soggy, and then they get cold very quickly. The only thing that a curly fry has over everything else is that seasoning that they put on every curly fry.
Love
That's
it.
Dope. Mm-hmm. But you put that on a waffle fry, you put that on a regular fry, instantly beats the curly fry.
Mm. Interesting. I don't know, man. I'm the only reason I eat Arby's is for their curly fries.
Oh, you're crazy. You got to go potato cake, buddy.
Potato cake?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, son.
Like a latke?
No, it's like a McDonald's hash brown.
Oh, those are terrible.
Those are awesome.
Oh, the hash browns, not the potato cakes.
No, yeah. Well, yeah. But like I said, what's my favorite? Tater tot. Those hash browns and the potato cakes, they're just like a big old tater tot. Mm. Yum, yum, yum. Mm.
You know, I made a hash brown casserole tonight.
Ooh, do tell.
But it was totally off the cuff because I had random shit.
Mm-hmm.
My wife texted me at like 3 o'clock. I left work early. I left at like 3:30. And she I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why in a minute.
Because you're a boss.
Yeah. That's exactly why. I'll tell you in a minute. She texted me at like 3. She's like, I'm so hungry. I was like, well, I'm about to, you know, be on the way home. If you're getting home early, I'll make something quick. And anyway, she was getting home at regular time. So I was thinking to myself, like, because I haven't gone grocery shopping in like 2 weeks. I was like, I don't think we have much. I was like, I can make some burgers and like broccoli rice. And she's like, that's fine, whatever. She's like, or you can do something else, she said. I can't remember. And I was like, wait, we have hash browns at home. I was like, I'll make a hash brown casserole. So I get home, don't have onions, don't have cheese, don't have Parmesan cheese, don't have anything. I'm like, well, shit, what am I going to do? So, yeah. So I'm like, I don't feel like going to the store. You know what I mean? I've been at work all day. So
did you find a bottle of ranch and that's what seasoned the beef and then you hash browns on top and call it a day?
Nope. My dumbass would have probably saved myself a lot of effort by just simply driving to the store and picking up some ingredients. But instead, like, I'm piecing this thing in my head out of the stuff that we have. And here's what I did. So it's the hash browns. Mm-hmm. I did 6 cups of hash browns, which is not a lot.
Tell me from the bottom to the top of like how you're laying everything out.
Yes.
Are the hash browns first or are they on top of the
hash browns? Hash browns on the bottom.
Wow. Okay.
Hash browns on the bottom. So because I don't have onions. Normally I would have done onions and like ground beef at the bottom. Mm-hmm, and then the hash browns on top. But since I didn't have onions, I was like, I'm going to make this like a pie. And so I did the hash browns on the bottom.
A little shepherd's pie action.
Kind of like a shepherd's pie. So it was just hash browns, salt, pepper, a little bit of butter, some EVOO. Did I put anything else in there? No, that was it. Garlic powder and onion powder. So I made my layer on my pan. And I stuck it in the oven, 20 minutes at 400.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when it comes out, I cooked some of it first because they were frozen. So I wanted to try to thaw them out. And then once I did that, then I did them in the oven, 20 minutes at 400. While I was doing that, I cooked up my ground beef. And I'm thinking to myself, I can't just fucking put the ground beef on it because I don't have cheese. You know what I mean? So I can't have that cheese layer. So I got to spice it up. So I did... I ended up doing it kind of like a green bean casserole. So I did the ground beef with green beans. I didn't have canned corn, so I took some corn on the cob, and then I chopped up the kernels, threw that in there. Didn't have any kind of cream of anything. What did I have? I think I had cream of potato, and that's it. I'm like, I can't do cream of potato. It's already a potato thing. So I ended up.
Did you just add bone marrow?
No, I made my own cream of mushroom.
Ooh, nice.
With mushrooms that I had in the refrigerator. So I tussled it up. That was the second layer. I still don't have cheese. So
now since you're hosting Thanksgiving, I assume that there is some French's fried onion containers in that cupboard. Did you throw that on top of everything?
No French's fried onions because breaking news, we're no longer hosting Thanksgiving.
Ooh, that is breaking news. Holy. Wow.
Yes. So, okay. And then the top layer was just a cup of almond milk because we don't use milk here. Milk is for cow babies, not for humans. So almond milk and 6 eggs.
And then that's what on top of it?
That's on top of it. And then I sprinkled paprika all on the top. Stuck it in the oven, 400, another 30 minutes. Comes out fucking banging.
Really?
Yeah. So when I took it out, I topped it with parsley. I had fresh parsley because I have a little herb garden. Some fresh parsley on top. And then on mine, I put some gochujang on top of it.
Nice.
So it was double banging.
Nice.
My wife just put some sriracha on it. And
did
then
you put a fresh fried egg on top of all of it?
Oh, that would have been perfect. Well, fuck.
Well, tomorrow.
But then I got to make another one because we ate the whole fucking thing.
Oh, dang it. I thought you had leftovers. All right.
Well, so anyways. And then Reagan just had her plain because she doesn't like anything that has flavor. Right. So I serve it and they were watching, what were they watching? Good Mythical Morning.
Nice.
I was like, yeah, I was like, that's cool, but I don't want to watch Good Mythical Morning. So I went to do some other stuff and, come back. They're still watching it. So I watched a couple with them and, go to the bathroom, go in the kitchen. I look over, the damn dish is empty. And this is like a, you know, a 9 by 13. It's a big dish.
Dang.
And, I'm like, did you put the leftovers away? Cause she has said to make like extra so she can take it to work tomorrow for lunch. Since she didn't have time to break today. So that's why I made this big pan. And, apparently, nope, like they were chilling watching Good Mythical Morning and they each got like a second plate. So, the casserole was gone.
They put it in the Tupperware tummies. That's where they stored them.
Yes. But, yeah. But it was good. I enjoyed it.
That's awesome. The last time I MacGyvered something like that, I had spiral ham, cut that up, which it was already cooked. This is like a whole leftover thing. Spiral ham, cut that up, put that at the bottom. Actually, no, I put all like the veggies at the bottom. And then on top of that, I did a, I found a box of scalloped potatoes.
Nice.
So that added the thin potato as well as the cheesiness.
Nice.
So it came out so good, dude.
Reagan is obsessed with scalloped potatoes right now.
Amen. That's a good girl.
Yeah. They're good, though. They're good. I'll give you that. Anyways, so yeah, that was it. So for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
For Thanksgiving, my wife thought I was mad at her because I worked part of the day yesterday. On Sunday, because I'm taking Wednesday off, because I was going to be cooking all day.
Right.
And so, I don't know, 10 or 11 in the morning, she goes, takes a shower, and I'm like, you guys going to go watch Frozen? Because Frozen came out, the new Frozen movie. And she's like, no, we're going to do something downtown, whatever. If you want to come, we're taking Betty with us, the little dog, Betty White. Because, you know, like downtown's it's very hip, and it's very dog friendly. Sure. So like you can take your dog to restaurants and shit there. That's not really my thing. You know what I mean? Like hanging out with my dog outside of my house.
Sure.
So I was like, no, I'm going to go to work in like an hour or two. I'll be there for a couple hours. And she's like, why are you working on Sunday? I said, well, I took Wednesday off so I can, you know, cook. And she says to me, oh, I forgot to tell you, we're not doing dinner at the house anymore. We're going to go to, I don't know, some restaurant, she said.
And I was holy like, Christ.
I said, oh, all right. And she's like, are you mad? Did I ruin your day? And I'm like, no, I mean, I don't care. Like, it would have been nice to know because then I wouldn't have to work today. You know what I mean? But
yeah, but now you're off Wednesday.
But now I'm off Wednesday, so that's a plus.
There's nothing to do.
Exactly.
You can get some good writing time in there.
Well, literally nothing because, I mean, last week I went out and got – I rented an upholstery cleaner and I washed our couches. As it turns out, I also did the couch cushions and did not need to because apparently their covers come off and they're machine washable.
Damn it.
But that's okay. I was not mad.
No, it probably needed it anyway, so who cares?
Sure, exactly.
You can get some good writing time in. No one's going to be at the house on Wednesday.
Oh, man.
It's all yours, buddy.
Did I tell you about – I'm such a dickhead. Like, for real. Let's be real. Let's do real talk, Nick. People love real talk episodes.
Real talk with Bill Maher.
All right, so today it is Monday, November 25th. The year of Jesus Christ, 2019. And, so there's 5 days less than the month. Okay. I've written that I like? Let's go with written. So I've written like 80 something pages.
Okay.
I like about like 50 of those.
That's a 80 page draft.
Yes.
Yes.
Like about 80 pages or 50 pages of that. I haven't touched it since Saturday afternoon. Okay. So Saturday I did some work on it. It's written in 7 parts and I mean, I can talk about this cause it's not like it's a big deal anyway. So it's written in 7 parts cause it's like, the seven stages of transmutation, alchemical transmutation. So each chapter relates to that. And each chapter is also like a little piece of a magic spell. Okay, so they end with like an alchemical symbol. And I thought to myself, like, if I throw, I'm not going to say what all the seven are, but if I throw like the four elements, like that'd be kind of cool. You know what I mean? So like earth, air, wind, and fire. And my idea was to have those four sections be poems that relate to the previous and next chapter of the story. And so I had been tossing this idea around in my head for a few days, and I couldn't like quite piece how I wanted the poetry to come out. So I ended up deciding not to do it as poetry, but as prose, except instead of just doing some random prose, make him part of like a lost manuscript. Okay. So like each of those sections ends with like excerpt from blah, blah, blah. And they're all made up books. And so that's what I worked on Saturday. And I hadn't touched it since, cause I didn't know like what chapter I wanted to jump into. Like there's three that are basically completely written. But I wanted to like add some extra things. I thought about adding an extra one in there. Anyways, long story short, I haven't touched it in a few days cause I wanted to, it's one of those things where like, if you are doing something, and it doesn't have to be creative, but like even at work, right? If you come to a problem and you can't find a solution, the best thing to do is not to continue working on it. The best thing to do is to step back from it and work on something else and let your mind kind of figure it out subconsciously. And you know, sometimes it might take days or weeks, and I'm sure like you've had this before, right? Where like something happens and you're just like, I just don't want to deal with it right now. And then like 2 weeks later, you're like, oh, this is exactly how I can do it. Right?
Sure.
So your
subconscious works through it without you really knowing that you're working through it.
Correct. So I'm like, I'm gonna leave it alone for a few days. And then when I'm off on Wednesday, I'll wrap up as much as I can. Right? Cause I'm not gonna have time on Thursday. I might have some time on Friday. But then like the weekend comes and we gotta submit. What was the story going? Now I forgot what the hell the story was going. What was the original point? Fuck. And see, I haven't even drank today. Maybe I should drink, then I can remember things. I'm drinking apple pie coffee.
Oh, nice.
It's interesting. So, oh yes, I remember what the point was. So today, I'm at work, and all of a sudden it hits me. Why am I having an issue with these four sections? And the one section that I have not even began to write. And I realized that part of the reason is the format that I have chosen to do it in is not what I want to do it in. So today I had the bright idea of completely changing the format of my 80-page story to something else. So I think now on Wednesday I'm gonna take the chunks that I really like from the story, right? So I said I like whatever 50 of 80. Uh-huh. So the story is a little tighter, and then change it into this new format and see how I feel about it. I mean, by that point, I'm not going to be able to add anything. You know what I mean? Like it'll just be what it is.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like at that point, it'll be much tighter and I'll be much happier with it.
Nice.
Yeah. Yes, but I think
sometimes you need to do that. You have to whittle away at the entire unit. You whittle away at it enough, and then all of a sudden you see where you're going with it.
Yes. So I think there's two things. So I think like the type of story that I've decided to tell, was probably not the right story to pick for a project that's supposed to last 4 weeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a thing where like, if I had a year to develop it, I could get it to where I wanted to. But I feel like, you know, here comes the end of the month and this is what I have. And I feel like it doesn't completely encompass what I want to do with the story. So do I want to turn this thing in that's like half of what I feel it should be? Or can I take that and make it come off better with just what I have? You know what I mean? And maybe that's something that I should have thought about 25 days ago.
Well, how did you know where it was going to take you, though?
Well, that's also the thing. Well, I did know where a lot of it was going to take me because, spoiler alert, a lot of the story is shit that I saw while I was taking mushrooms.
Nice.
So there's
but still,
that.
Still, it's the whole journey process, and I think removing part of your story and just, like, using it somewhere else, there's nothing wrong with that.
So the interesting thing is, you know, like I said, I came up with this today at work, and what's interesting is I think it stemmed from a conversation that we had, breaking news. So we have a special guest on the Valiant Essential podcast this week. Mm-hmm. And I can spoil it because this episode will come out the same day as that episode. That guest is Joshua Dysart, the greatest of all time.
Uh-huh.
Obviously we talk comics, right? And we talked a lot about his last comic for Valiant, which is Life and Death of Toyo Harada. Brilliant, Nick. Like, fucking brilliant. Through the discussion of this book, there were a lot of tangential conversations that came about because I don't know, like, how familiar you are with him, but, like, he is extremely bright and mm-hmm. very brilliant. Also very opinionated but also, like, really well informed, right? So he's got opinions, but it's not like, hey, whatever. Let's come up with some crazy bullshit that nobody would ever say. Trump was chosen by God. Right? Like, if Josh Dysart were to say that, he would tell you, like, why that is. Right? And it would make cohesive sense.
He's like an investigative journalist.
Yes, yes, yes,
yes. But for himself.
Yes, absolutely.
Not getting, like, really paid for anything. He goes off and investigates stuff, and he knows he's going to use it somewhere, whether it's a comic or an article or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's... He's an interesting person.
Yes. So through this whole conversation, we got into the whole, character-centric versus, story-centric comics. Cause Josh is, like, his thing is character-centric, right? And for me, I feel like that's more important because when I read a story or I watch a TV show or a movie, I tend to be drawn more to stories that progress because of things characters do, because of, like, their innate ideas and feelings about things, then, like, hey, let me throw this character in here because, like, that's a cool plot device for me to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I find that more interesting. And so, through talking about that, we kind of got into this whole thing about, like, imposter syndrome. And in some ways, like, when we started having the conversation, I think that's kind of where the seed got planted in my head. And obviously, I'm not, like, a professional writer, nor do I, like, intend to be. You know what I mean? I would hope at some point in the future, maybe, I could publish something. But I know right now is not that time. At the same time, though, like, you know, you work on this thing, and granted, it's only 4 weeks, but then we're submitting it to each other. And we're all friends, right? It's not like there's a publisher in this group or whatever that's going to give some meaningful feedback. We're all friends, and so mm-hmm. I'm sure we'll all have nice things to say to each other. Also, I hope that there's some not nice things that we say to each other, because I hope that the feedback that we all get from each other is truly genuine. But it is tough, like, when you create something to get the opinion of somebody else who may not understand why you chose to make the decisions you made in a particular project. Okay. In this story, a story, but it could be anything, right? Like at work, if I have a project, maybe I don't feel as tied down to it because it's not something coming out of my brain, right? It's not like a creative endeavor. But in some ways, like, there is some of that, right? You have ownership of this thing. And how do people feel about it when they read it, right? Do they read what you put into it, or are they getting some other meaning out of it based on their experience? And some of that did come up in the conversation we had with Josh. So if you're not subscribed to Valiant Central, then at least go listen to that one episode because it is awesome.
Hmm.
It is awesome. We talked for like 2 hours. The episode's going to be like an hour and a half because there are things that I got to cut out.
Oh, no.
not much. And some of the stuff that I'm cutting out is more Skype technical issues because Skype is garbage. Mm-hmm. But you know what I mean? Like I don't know, man. It's weird. I thought that like I had gotten over a lot of fears. Mm-hmm. But the more I think about it, like I feel like while I may have gotten over some, there's some that still remain there. And when you create something as personal as I feel like this thing is, I do wonder like what are people going to think about this crazy shit that I put on this page? You know what I mean? Yeah, like there's some crazy shit in there.
But you also want their honest opinion. Of course. You're a little bit more vulnerable to something like that because you're attached to it.
Yes.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. I want honest opinion than smoke up the butt.
Mm. Yeah, I don't like smoke up the butt. That sounds like it would itch.
Even if it hurts. Even if it hurts me, I'd rather like somebody's like a blatant honest opinion.
So, and that's also part of the weird thing, right? Because I always expect that, right? Like, I'm not going to be butthurt if you tell me that I'm an idiot for saying blah, 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 or doing blah, blah, blah. As long as you can explain to me why that is, right? That's always my thing. If you can give me some criticism and tell me why that is valid, then I'm totally for it, right? And I will do better based on that. As opposed to like, oh, well, this sucks, right? Like, or this makes no sense. That's not constructive.
True.
But if you're like, okay, so you did this here. I know nothing about that. So, like, to me, this means that. Okay, that's different, right? And yeah, I do feel like
it could be a skewed perspective, but that's still just to know the direction they're coming from, whether you intended it that way or not. It's still good to know because if you want to revise something so somebody doesn't come at it from that angle, you can.
Yes. Yes.
It should be a good discourse.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I hope so. But we'll see. I do believe in what I've written. You know what I mean? Like I do feel like I've done a good job at it. Mm-hmm. Could I do better? Of course. I think no matter what, you can do better, right? But I am hoping that when I do this format change, and basically I'm converting it from the novel format that I've been working on to a comic book format.
Gotcha.
Because I feel like, especially with like the first chapter, which used to be the third chapter and I flipped, it's like heavy on dialogue. And so when I reread that chapter, I'm like, oh, like I could easily turn that into this other format. Some of the other stuff we'll see, but, I think at least the prose heavy chapters, I can definitely do that way. So we'll see, Nick.
Nice. We'll see.
I still feel like it's a bad idea to change this 5 days before deadline, but who knows? Maybe it's for the best.
Yeah. Or maybe this is just the first step. Maybe it doesn't end at the end of the month. Maybe you tweak it a little bit.
Well, and that's what Sparky was saying too, right? So we do have this group chat, but then Sparky and I have it going back and forth a little bit on a couple things. And that's one thing that he said, right? Cause I did express some doubts about certain things. Mm-hmm. And you know, his thing is like, hey, like this is a month long thing. You don't have to stop at the end of the month, right? You can continue.
Yeah.
For the next year or 2 years or 5 years or however long it takes. I mean, it took Tolkien, what, like 13 years to write Lord of the Rings. So sure.
Yeah, Gravity's Rainbow was not written in a day.
Oh, God. You know, I always had in my head that Pynchon just, like, sat down in front of a typewriter and just, like, magic emerged from his fingers.
And like, he vomited it all out.
Yeah. And then, like, a week later, it's just, like, it's just there.
Yeah. No. Especially not that long of a novel. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Gravity's Rainbow's pretty big. V is my favorite of his, and dude, V's got to be close to 1,000 pages. Let's look this up. I first read V my sophomore year of college, and it blew my fucking mind, dude. It blew my fucking mind. Okay, it's only 500 pages.
Still, you're not going to sit down in a day and type that one out.
And V, 500 pages, is all one chapter.
Crazy.
Yeah.
As long as it isn't just all one sentence, then we're okay.
Man, there's some, like, three-page sentences in that book.
Yeah, I know. That gets a little annoying.
Oh, I love it. He plays around with a lot. Anyways, we're not here to talk about pension. I mean, we could talk about pension, but we're not going to.
We can.
Not this time.
We can do whatever we want.
Not this time.
We can do whatever we want.
That's true. Anyways.
So we're circling back. Where is Thanksgiving now?
Oh, I have no idea.
Whoa, okay.
Some restaurant.
At least you didn't buy everything. And hopefully it'll be at, what is it, the Golden Corral.
Oh, God, no.
Or CC's Pizza.
Look, at this point, I would not be surprised. No, apparently, my wife's brother is not going to have the kids that day. They're going to be with their mom. And then, you know, like I mentioned, Zoe is going to be in Edisto, so she's not here. Right. So it's just going to be me, my wife, and Reagan, and her, and my wife's brother, and my wife's parents.
But it'll still be much better because, like we were discussing before, now no one can stay at the house till, you know, 3:30 in the morning, and you're like, Jesus, I got to go to bed. Come on.
Hell yeah. I do like that.
Yeah.
I do like that. I don't know where it is, but she told me, and I was like, okay, well, did you make a reservation? She's like, no. And I'm like, a restaurant on Thanksgiving? Like, you got to make a reservation.
Even at White Castle's, you got to make a reservation for Valentine's Day. Come on now.
That's hilarious. Yeah, so you can eat all that grade E meat.
Yeah.
Delish.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't know. When I find that, I'll let you know. Unless I'm like, really? That's where we're going? I can't tell Nick that.
Well, hey, I'd love to hear about it because, as you well know, I've been sick since Wednesday.
Yes.
And so we're coming up on almost a week, and my wife caught it yesterday.
Mm.
So we had the pleasure of calling up her sister, who's hosting 11 people, and letting her know, yeah, we're not going to be there. But luckily we caught her before she went to the grocery store. So
That was good.
But it still sort of stinks because it's like, neither of us have any inkling to, like, want to cook, any desire to cook, yet we do want to eat something, but neither of us want to cook it.
Well, just get, like, Uber Eats.
There you go. Yeah. No, we're both being good.
Oh, that's true. You are being good. Yeah. You can order Taco Bell.
Well, we have some fish in the freezer, so we're probably going to have fish.
There
you
go.
Some vegetables.
There you go. That's good, man. That's good.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're going to have. I hope it's good. I hope it's not some dumbass place.
Yeah.
That's all.
Everybody's going to be there, so that's the main goal.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And
your wife also doesn't have to stress over everyone coming over. Do we have enough food? Blah, blah, blah. Ugh.
Sure.
She doesn't have to go through that hassle. So, and guess what? Now you have all day Wednesday. The wife at work, the young child at school. Ah, you can lay around naked and write all day or edit all day.
I think she took Wednesday off.
Well, you tell her to get her ass to work.
She's probably going to be in bed till like 1 o'clock anyway.
Well, good.
Yeah, yeah.
Just
it'll
bring
be
up her, bring up her laptop and like lay it on the bed when you get out to write.
Sure.
And be like, here's a little hint. Watch some TV up here.
Mm, yes.
I'll bring you up a pot of coffee when I hear like some rustling upstairs.
No, I can't even do that because the coffee maker is in the pantry because she only drinks K-cups.
So no pot. You'd have to be bringing it up cup after cup.
Yeah. I'm not doing all that.
Well, you could.
No. But you know how many K-cups it would take to make a pot of coffee?
Come on. No, I'm saying cup after cup.
Oh, no. No, no, no. See, I don't even know why she got it, man. Like, all our coffee mugs are like 20 ounces.
Mm.
So you're getting like half a cup of coffee.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, ours go all the way up to the brim.
No, dude. Because the K-cup machine, the biggest cup it makes is 10 ounces.
Mm.
10 so ounces of coffee. Twice. That's like a baby cup.
So you do it twice.
Twice.
Yeah.
It's expensive.
Yeah. Well, you don't use two cups. Come on, stop the madness.
I'm drinking out of my my aunt cup right now.
Aunt.
Yes. My wife has an affinity for funny mugs, and so several years ago, she had joked about this mug that she saw, and so I bought it for her. It's just it's a white mug with a black handle, and on the mug itself it says UNT, and then the handle is black like the letters, and so it spells CUNT.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
It's my favorite mug.
Oh, I bet it is. It's my favorite mug.
When I drink my green tea, I drink out of a clear glass mug. When I drink coffee, I drink out of this Unt mug. And sometimes the other one. What's the other one? There's a chance this is vodka, maybe something like that.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you had a Usi mug too.
I mean, how would you make the handle? I mean, you can make the handle the Y.
Okay, well, sorry, you had an Ock mug. How about that?
Oh, now I need that. Is that a thing?
Is that just the title of the episode?
I'm sure this is a thing. Let's see here.
Sure it is. If they came out with an Unt mug, oh my God. It's not nearly as, like, terrible.
Anyways, wow, these are pretty explicit.
Jiminy Christmas.
Do not duck the go cock mugs.
No.
I mean, there are some roosters on this, so there's that.
Of course there are.
But the majority of them have nothing to do with chickens.
Yes, and make sure you have your safe search switched on.
Mm-hmm. Yes. If you have your safe search on, you will find nothing.
Exactly.
anyways, we have lots to talk about, Nick.
I know.
That was just the introduction, an hour-long introduction.
Oof. Holy cow.
To this, the Nerdy Legion podcast with Nick Wetmore. Hello, gentlemen and ladies.
Yes.
Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hello. You want to talk about the Toys Made Us, even if we spoiled it last episode?
We sort of did, but sure, yeah. What did you think? I was shocked when I saw new episodes.
I was too, because I didn't watch season two, because I didn't know that it had come out.
Wow, shame on you.
Until you mentioned season three, and I was like, oh, there's a season two. So I did not watch season two, but I did watch season three. Dang. And I think out of all the seasons, this one might be the one I enjoyed the most. And ooh. I think the reason for that is every one of these things was giant when I was growing up.
Yeah. They were definitely for your generation, for sure.
Yes. Yes. So season three is Power Rangers, My Little Pony, Wrestling, and TMNT. The Turtles.
Yes.
The Turtles. In that
like
order.
All of those I vaguely remember going into Kmart's or wherever and being a little too old, also seeing it on TV, never watching because I'm too old.
Mm-hmm.
But going down the toy aisle and seeing like TMNT and being like, God, some of that stuff looks cool. Just like He-Man. It's like, man, that looks sort of cool. Mm-hmm. Why can't I? Ooh, I want to get that because now I can afford to get that. But no, I can't get that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, like Power Rangers, dude, when I was in sixth grade.
Yeah.
Power Rangers was the biggest fucking thing in the universe.
Really?
For like 3 months. It was fucking gigantic.
Yeah, it's pretty huge. Well, it still is.
Yeah, I mean, it's still going, of course. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was freaking big, man. That was when the first series came out. And, I remember leaving middle school and like running straight home because Power Rangers started at like 3:30. And like I said, that only lasted like 3 months because by then people were like, hey, Power Rangers is so cool. I'm like, ugh, you still watch Power Rangers? What are you, in sixth grade?
You're like, I found girls.
Get out of here with your Power Rangers. But it was cool. And I mean, I'm not going to lie. I did get back into it a little bit later when my brothers were still watching it.
Sure.
But yeah, Power Rangers was freaking awesome, man. That first season was big.
Did they have the toys?
Of course there were toys.
No, did they have the toys?
Oh, yeah, we had the toys.
Oh, okay. So you weren't completely out of like, all right, let me check out these toys.
No, not at all. Okay. Not at all. So yeah, we had Power Rangers toys. We had wrestling toys. We had turtle toys. No Little Ponies.
Yeah.
But I do remember seeing the commercial all the time. Yeah. My Little Pony, My Little Pony. Mm-hmm. I'm like, ugh, that looks so girly. However, as I stated last episode, now as a grown ass man and father of two daughters, My Little Pony's my jam. I love it. There's very few shows that like Zoe be like, hey, let's watch blah, blah, blah. I'm like, ugh, really? But if she's like, hey, you want to watch Equestria Girls? I'm like, hell yeah, let's watch that right now. Cause it's awesome. But anyways, yeah, so I think this season, like, really spoke to me. Cause even My Little Pony, me being a guy and not being into it, I was very familiar with it. And the episode, like, that was the best episode by far.
Oh yeah.
By far. So how did you feel about this season?
Like I said, it was a little bit past my prime. Never owned any of the toys, never watched any of those episodes. I watched wrestling, but never owned any of the toys, but never watched Mighty Morphin Power Rangers or Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I remember seeing the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles comic, the black and white one. Mm-hmm. And I remember flipping through it and, GD, why didn't I buy those?
Yeah.
But, you know, hey, what can I do? Like, it looked good, but instead I was like, ooh, there's Cerebus. Ooh, I like that. Okay, I'll buy that instead.
Well, I mean, and think about it. Like, when the Turtles came out, who would have thought that, like, it would be anything, right?
Right. I mean, it looked cool. It was neat. I definitely remember flipping through multiple issues, but, yeah, I just, for whatever reason. But you know me. I usually don't like the talking animals, so. That's usually a barrier for me.
Yeah, that's true.
But I remember all the commercials that they showed during the episodes. Those were awesome. Hearing all the backstories. It felt like this season there was a lot more story to it instead of trying to cover – like Barbie, you can't cover Barbie in an hour.
Right.
Jesus Christ, that's huge. That's decades of information to like quell down to an hour. But like My Little Pony, it's a little bit more truncated. So it was a little easier to like digest and get through. I thought Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, that should have been a bigger episode. Because they just had so much information and it was really, for me, it was fascinating. One, I didn't even know that you could connect up all the toys together.
Yeah, dude, you got to make the full Voltron.
I don't know. How am I? I did not know until I was watching that episode that you can connect any toy up. And I was like, that's so smart. And that's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And to continue it even to today, I was like, dang, that's really, really smart.
Yeah. Now, I don't know what they're doing today. I did watch the movie, the live action movie that came out, what, two, 3 years ago, maybe? Maybe longer. It's fairly recent. And I think it's free on Prime. It's actually not bad. I kind of enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's just, it isn't, like I said, it's not my wheelhouse. I can watch wrestling now and still glean some funness out of that, old or new.
Yeah.
Like, I think just like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Power Rangers, they passed me. I never tried them. I sort of stopped when all of a sudden I discovered girls and became an adult. That was pretty much G.I. Joe. That was like the last thing I remember. And then it was like Batman. Like Batman brought me back into like, oh, like any comic book thing will drag me back in.
Mm-hmm.
But I just remember it was like G.I. Joe was the last time that I would like, ooh, that's a – like you said, 3:30, you got to rush home. You got to see it. And then if you see a cool playset, then you're like, oh, I'm getting old, but – I still sort of want that G.I. Joe playset. That looks really cool.
You know what? My biggest takeaway of the whole thing was like how interconnected everything is. And I think you start to see it in season 3. Cause you have like the He-Man guys coming in and redesigning the turtles and like how that impacts the comic and the TV show and this and the other. God, I can't remember on the My Little Pony who it was, but then like on the turtles, you had, Saban or Saban, whatever his name is, produced that live action series.
Yep.
I didn't even know that was a thing. Like that's the first I even heard of it. You know what I mean?
No.
Like that, I really appreciated how much more connected this season was than previous ones. And granted, it's only 4 episodes a season, right? So it goes by super quick.
Mm-hmm.
But I do appreciate the connections, because then you start to realize, like, as much money as this business makes, like, it's not a bunch of people in it.
Yeah, especially, like, the guy who, did he write the music for Mighty Morphin Power Rangers?
Oh, yeah, what's his name? Ah, shit.
But then he also did music for, like, all of these other, like, children's cartoons.
Yeah.
And they just named them all off, and it's like, oh, yeah, I can sing all of those.
Yep.
Like, wow, that's impressive that he did that.
The jingle for TMNT, the original series, like, he's a huge name now.
Yeah.
What's his name? God, dog it. Oh, well, doesn't matter. But he produces, like, a ton of TV shows, and I'm like, oh, he's the guy that wrote that jingle? Like, that's so weird. Right? Like, to start off in that place, and now you're making, like, all these TV shows and movies and whatever. And not as a composer, like, as a director and a writer, right? Like, that was cool to see as well. And they had him on the show, so that was cool, and he's kind of making fun of himself. Reading the lyrics to the amazing Turtles theme song.
Mm-hmm. But it's neat to, like, well, I think we're just more familiar now because of the series that it's like they'll mention Galoob and it's like, oh, yeah, because Galoob did XYZ. And it's like it was from season 1 or season 2 that you just start connecting those dots beyond just like Kenner and Mattel.
Mm.
Yeah, I wish they did the comics we grew up on because I would love to like hear the same darn stories.
Chuck Lorre.
Yeah, Chuck Lorre.
Yeah, 2.5 Men, Big Bang Theory, all those shows.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Crazy!
Pretty huge name.
Yes, very big name. Started out writing a terrible theme song. but I enjoyed it. And like I mentioned the last episode, since we spoiled this episode, my favorite part of the whole thing was that last few minutes of the My Little Pony episode. When the writer of the TV show, like, explains how she came up with the ideas and, like, they're basically all the original characters renamed with, like, the similar personalities, because, like, that was her escape. And so she created these stories out of nothing for these characters that had no story.
Mm-hmm.
And here she is, you know, as a grown woman, able to make this show for something that she loved so much as a kid. And I thought that was very touching and a really nice inclusion.
And I loved all the super fans, especially seeing all of their toys behind them. That's always fascinating for me.
Yeah.
But I love the super fans like only, I forget her name, only Kelly can ride the horses. Yes. No one else is allowed to ride the horses. I was like, wow, that's fascinating. But, like, they don't mention that, but like every fan knows like only one person can ride the horses.
Well, and then they cut to the guy and he's like, the number one rule is that My Little Pony's not a horse. Yes.
But one thing I was really surprised with the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers episode was all the variations.
Mm-hmm.
That was completely shocking to me, but then I saw some variations and I was like, dang, those are really cool. And I had no idea where they like fell in chronologically, But I was just like, just design wise and like the symbols on their chests and their masks being different. I'm like, God, that looks really cool.
Mm-hmm. Well, and obviously it's heavily inspired by like Japanese culture,
mm-hmm.
right? Because there's decades long tradition of that kind of thing with Japanese animation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Voltron and Dragon Ball Z and all that. Like you have new iterations. And that was also interesting in terms of toys, right? Because a toy is only going to be hot for so long,
mm-hmm.
and then you have to do the reboot because people like the new shiny thing. And that gave me a lot of thoughts in my head because we get that in comics all the time, right?
Yeah.
People are like, "Oh, here's another reboot," but like, how else are you going to bring new people in if you don't reboot?
Right.
Right. You're just going to have the same people buying the same stuff. And your market shrinks. And the point of the whole thing is for companies to be making money other stuff. So you got to do the reboot.
I love the Stan Lee connection to Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, too. Mm. That was fascinating.
Yeah, yeah. Old Stan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He gave us some technical difficulties last night from the grave.
Oh, no. Was somebody impersonating him?
No.
Oh, okay.
Somehow his name came up, and then Skype magically cut off for 30 seconds.
Mm,
yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
Well, you really have to watch season 2.
Do I?
Highly recommend. There's only 4 episodes. Star Trek, which was great. Transformers, great. Lego Farby category. There's way too much time to do that properly. So that one, I would suggest watching, I think it's called Brick, the Lego documentary. I think it's on, Amazon Prime. That did a lot more of the history, and it did it better because guess what? They had 2 hours, not 40 minutes. And the last one is Hello Kitty. And that one is, that's that season's My Little Pony. It's, that one is fascinating.
Really?
Yeah. But Transformers, come on. How do you not want to hear about that?
I wonder if I watched that one. I don't think I did. I did own a ton of Transformers when I was a kid.
Yeah, I was a little past it.
Yeah, yeah, that's too bad.
Which was frustrating because they're big, giant robots. Come on.
Yes. Robots in disguise.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Great design work.
Very good. Highly recommended then, yes?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Maybe we shouldn't have spoiled part of our conversation last episode. But we were so excited!
We were. We were very excited.
We were very
excited.
Couldn't
help ourselves.
I agree. So, I have a story to tell.
Oh, great. And then I have something after that.
Oh, by all means, you should tell your story first.
No. Unless you want to end with your story. It's up to you.
No, it's just it's a quick story. It's a very weird story. Nick, I saw a UFO yesterday.
Oh, how are we not ending the episode on this? You know, you are such a son of a bitch. How can my thing even compete with your thing? But go on. Unbelievable.
I mean, we can tell your story.
No.
All right, we'll continue. All in.
Go, continue.
So after, what had I gone to do? I don't remember. I had gone somewhere. And it was... I mean, it wasn't that late. It was like 6 o'clock, but you know, it gets dark early now. So I walk out of wherever I was at and I go to get in my truck and I look up because I saw a light and I was like, I looked up because it caught my attention. And it was weird. I should send you this picture. I took a picture, but it's a shit picture. So that's why I didn't post about it on Twitter. But so I look up and I see this really bright light and I look to the right and there's like a smaller dimmer light, kind of like at a 45 degree angle going up. And then I look further to the right and there's another one slightly dimmer, higher up, also at a 45 degree angle. And my first thought is, of course, not UFOs. I'm like, that's a weird fucking light. Like, it's weird to have that, like, 3 lights in a row like that. And I'm like, ah, it's probably like, you know, fucking radio antenna or something. Didn't think anything about it. So I go to get in my truck and for some reason I'm like, I gotta look again. So I look again and it felt like the really big one at the bottom was like slowly moving up. I'm like, that's just fucking weird. So I took a picture of it. Did not think about doing a video. I should have just like videoed it.
Yeah.
But there was like, maybe it was a parking lot light or something. But there was a bright light. And so like my camera was having a hard time focusing. So that's why the picture's kind of shit.
Huh.
Anyway, so I'm looking at it and I'm like, God damn, that can't be an antenna. This light is fucking moving. But of course, I try to be rational about these things. Cause let me tell you, Nick, there is nothing in the world that I would love more than to see aliens. Or just like a flying saucer flying above my head. Like,
yeah.
There are very few things in this world that I would love to see more than that. And so I always look in the hope that it might happen.
Right.
But anyway, so I look over and I'm just looking at this thing and the big light is like slowly going up. So I'm like, well, maybe it's a plane or a helicopter,
right? Uh-huh.
But there's no blinky lights because, you know, planes have blinky lights.
Uh-huh.
These lights are not blinking. They're just solid yellow. I'm like, that's really fucking weird. And so the big light keeps going up and up and up and up. And then when it gets to like around the same level as the one to the far right, they like all three of them start creeping up. And granted, there is, like military aircraft activity here, cause there are bases in the state, of course, not very far. So like, that was my next thing. Well, it's just like, it's military helicopters, right? Like that's what it's gotta be. So I'm like, whatever, I'll keep looking at these things for a minute, cause I'm not in a rush to go anywhere. And I'm looking, and so now they're like, all three are going up at the same time. And I'm like, how weird. That like before just the one was moving and now all three are moving.
Uh-huh.
And so the big light starts moving up faster than the other ones. All of a sudden, poof, no more big light. I'm like, that's fucking weird. I need my phone so I can video the rest of this shit. I go to grab my phone, go to start the video thing. All the lights are gone.
Oh.
I'm like, motherfucker. I'm going to tell the story and have zero proof that any of this happened.
Dang it.
Except this one, like, shitty, blurry picture.
I will say, did I tell you about, because I had a similar experience when I was visiting my mom.
Oh, and Arizona is like a hotbed.
Oh, I know. Well, this is Phoenix. And we're driving back to her house, and it's like, not light dusk, but you know where it's pretty dark. And in Arizona, like, you don't get a lot of, like, bleed over lights from cities.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
When it gets dark, it gets dark. But this was dusk, and we're driving back to her house, and like directly, sort of directly in front of us, maybe at like 10 o'clock, we see, not 10 o'clock at night, 10 o'clock positionally, we see this, honest to God, and like you said, the lights weren't blinking, but I could see the shape of this object. So there, we saw like 8 lights on this. It looked like it could have been an airplane. It could have been but it was going so slow, as slow as you'd expect, like not a hot air balloon, but like, a Zeppelin.
Yeah. Super slow.
Really, really slow, but not hovering.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Slow. Like super slow.
And it was dusk. So we could tell it was not a helicopter. This was an airplane. This was a large item, but not a helicopter. There was no, like, you did not see any rotors or anything. You just saw 8 lights that weren't blinking. And we just, like I said, it was at 10 o'clock. We took a left to go still towards my mom. So at that point, it went from 10 o'clock to about 3 o'clock.
Mm.
So we're looking out, and I'm in the passenger seat. So all I have to do is like jerk my head over and like, it's right outside my window. And I'm sitting there watching this thing, and it's going super slow. And then it just disappears over the horizon.
Crazy.
And my mom was like, what the hell was that? And she goes, I've seen something exactly like that before. And I'm like, I ain't going to say that. That was a UFO.
But it was a UFO.
But I never saw a plane going that slow. There's no way a plane was going that slow.
Yeah. So,
and then she threw out, she's like, well, we do have a lot of military bases around us.
Mm-hmm.
And then I told her, because I heard a interview by Matt Hawkins, And a lot of his, like, think tank and other comics, he'll talk to government people, government engineers, doctors, and he'll find, like, bleeding edge technology that they all say, you know, you can't really talk about what I'm showing you.
Right.
You have to push it 3 or 4 more degrees so it's unrecognizable of how I'm describing this.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, in this interview, he even, when somebody's like, well, what did you see? And they named off, like, you know, whatever it was, like the most modern, like, airplane that's out right now. And he just laughed and he's like, by the time you see that, the next thing that's been out and about for like 5 to 8 years.
Right.
So this thing that I was just like, it's so bizarre. I've never seen something so large moving that slow. It was freaky, dude.
And so when it was the one light moving, mm-hmm. I wasn't thinking much of, like, I thought it was weird, but yeah. Like, I'm trying to find the logical explanation.
Sure.
Right. Cause I do love, like, UFO stuff, and I watch a lot of it cause I love seeing it. But every time I watch it, I'm like, what's the explanation for this? And sometimes it's weird. Like, I saw one a couple weeks ago. I think it was actually in Arizona, and it was like a highway in the desert, and like there was this one light, and like to me, it just seemed like some kind of weird reflection of like the street light that was in this highway in frame. But like what I saw, like I couldn't say that, right? Like I thought it was antennas at first, and then like maybe a plane, but then maybe a helicopter.
Yeah, like, and if it was 3 helicopters like following the same pattern, then all of a sudden things are breaking off weirdly. It's like, that's strange.
Yeah. And then like all 3 moving in unison. And then
like that aircraft that I was looking at, it was really low too, dude.
Mm.
Like hot air balloon low.
Dang.
I know. I was just like, oh my God. And I was so transfixed, I didn't even think about pulling out my phone.
Were you like looking for an outline of this thing? Because that's what I did. Because when I started seeing it move all 3 at once, I'm like, it's a fucking triangle. That's a big ass UFO. But I couldn't see an outline. I just saw these 3 lights.
No, I told you it's low. So I actually saw the shape. That's how I know it was not a helicopter. There was no rotors on top.
Mm, dang.
It was weird, and it was low enough that, like, yeah, it. But it didn't look like an aerodynamic jet. It was weird. I didn't even recall like seeing wings. But it was dark. It was pretty. It was getting pretty dark. But it wasn't like long wings. It was strange, dude.
Dang.
It was cool.
You need to find. There's a documentary. I think it's on Amazon. Maybe it's on Netflix. About the Phoenix, what the hell is it called? I want to say it's called the Phoenix Incident. When was that? I want to say 90s, where basically like thousands of people saw this UFO sighting,
ooh.
Right? And it was a triangular formation of lights that basically started at the top of Arizona, like all the way down the state, like straight down the middle of the state over Phoenix, straight down into Mexico, and then like it disappeared. And thousands of people saw it. The person that reported it was what's his name? He was one of the first eyewitnesses. The guy from Tron.
Matthew McConaughey?
No. Tron, dude. Hang on. I'm gonna look this up right now. Matthew McConaughey, he's the best. Jeff Bridges.
Oh, there you go.
Because he apparently has a ranch or something in Arizona, and he has a private plane, and so he was one of the first people to report the lights. Like there's audio tape of the conversation where he called the Air Force base.
Are you sure it wasn't Randy Quaid? Because there's a lot of taped information from him that he sort of went off the deep end and is hallucinating weird stuff.
Randy Quaid. Let me see. What if I do Randy Quaid, Phoenix Lights?
Because he sort of went little.
Kurt Russell. Oh. Kurt Russell was pilot who reported Phoenix Lights. Yep.
But to be honest with you, I don't even want it to be a UFO. I would much rather like to think that it's bleeding edge technology.
Look,
I want the military to be doing crazy stuff.
There is no doubt in my mind that the military has crazy shit that nobody knows about, right? Like, it's a given that that's the case.
Yes.
Look at what was that? The spy plane that they had? The weird, like, really boxy one that looks like the Cybertruck? Mm-hmm. Are we talking about the Cybertruck?
Oh, boy.
But anyways, like the anti-radar one, right? It's like, mm-hmm. in radar, it's the size of a bird, but it's this like, you know, 200 foot long plane. It's not the SR-71. God, I wish I remember what the name of it was. Anyways, like they started developing that in the 60s and, like people started reporting it as UFO sightings in like the 80s. And then finally, like in the mid 80s, they actually unveiled it to the public. So, like, here's this plane that they had for 20 fucking years. All of a sudden, like, yep, here's this thing that's for real. And everyone's like, oh, well, shit, we thought it was aliens.
That's what Hawkins is pretty much saying.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, they've had that for decades.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the time you find out about it, it's decades old.
I think about some of that stuff. I don't know if you're familiar with, like, Die Glocke, for example, the German Bell. Which is supposedly like this anti-gravity experiment that the Nazis were doing in Poland.
Hmm.
And it's weird because it's like this bell-shaped craft, and then all of a sudden like people start seeing UFOs. So like did they actually like create this anti-grav device? And when the war was over, like did the U.S. use that technology? Because obviously a lot of Nazi scientists came over to the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And over in Russia. So, like, did they expand this technology? And, like, is that what people are seeing, right? Like, there's no fucking aliens here. It's just, like, the government's been testing these saucer-shaped devices for, you know, 50, 60 years. Like, very possible.
Love it. Right? Love it.
But, like, at the same time, if you've been testing it for 60 years, why can't, like, I get on this fucking flying saucer?
Hey, let me on, jerks.
Right? Why do I need to get on this fucking airplane, like a giant boring ass tube with wings? Get me in the damn flying saucer.
I want a holodeck and I want to be transported wherever I want to transport myself. Come on.
Yeah,
and don't put a little fly into the container because I don't want to be half fly.
Yes.
Don't do that.
Yes. In some ways, this reminds me of this is a really good show called Ascension. It's on Netflix. You can watch it for free. It's got what's her name? What's the sexy chick from Battlestar Galactica? Trish No, Trish. God damn it. Nick, you're supposed to know these things. I have old man brain.
Trish Hefner.
There you go. Trish Hefner.
Hefner?
Like Q Hefner?
I thought it was H. This is off the top of my dome. I'm not looking up. I'm not Googling this. H-E-L-F-E-R?
Yeah, there you go. Trisha Helfer.
Yeah.
She's in the show. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. So it's supposedly in the 60s, NASA created this, like, colony ship, right? Because of the Cold War and whatever, they built this ship that they were sending a group of people to colonize a planet in, like, a different galaxy. Right, which obviously is going to take hundreds or thousands of years to get there, but like the ship is self-contained, they grow crops on it, like it's a group of people, and they've like morphed 60s culture into this like weird cultish thing.
Hmm.
It's really fascinating. Anyways,
is it set in the 60s?
It's in the future.
Oh darn! I was hoping to see her in a 60s outfit.
You do see her in a 60s outfit. Like I said, ooh, it's still very much like 60s culture on the ship.
Is it sci-fi?
It is sci-fi.
Or does it have a suspense?
No, it's science. It's science fiction.
Oh.
I'm about to spoil part of the show.
Is it as good as Battlestar Galactica?
No.
How far down the rung is it from Battlestar Galactica?
It's like half as good.
Oh, damn it.
I mean, Battlestar Galactica is fucking masterpiece.
I know, but I gotta ask. I have to ask these questions because my time is valuable.
I get it. But I am gonna spoil the twist of the
show. How much is she in it?
A lot.
I'm very fixated.
A lot. She's in it a lot.
One season, two seasons?
One season.
Dang it. Do they leave it open-ended so there might be a season two?
No, because here comes the twist.
Ooh, okay.
If you plan on watching the show and don't want to hear the twist, fast forward 30 seconds.
Well, I might want to watch it, but I'll still hear the twist. Go right ahead.
So the twist is they're not in space.
What?
Where
are they, Iowa?
It's a decades-long experiment to figure out how people interact in close proximity, in a closed environment, in close proximity. So like they do.
So this is like a biodome thing?
Yes, except that people don't know. They think that they're actually on a spaceship.
It's like that Jim Carrey movie.
You like the Truman Show, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Mm-hmm. This might be interesting.
So there's this whole conspiracy because this guy finds out and tries to break these people out. Because like they've been there for 60 years, right? So there's people that have been born in this place.
Wow.
And never left it.
I like that.
Anyways, it reminds me of partially of that. Because think about it, Nick. There's no way we're stuck with the garbage. Like, we have good technology. Don't get me wrong, right? Like, we've advanced very quickly in the last 100-some-odd years.
Sure.
But if you look at, like, the level of advancement from, like, 1900 to, let's say, 1930, right? And then you go from 30 to 40 and 40 to 50 and 50 to 60. And then, like, once you hit 60, like, think about the shit that we had in the 60s. And the shit that we have now.
Yeah. Huge jumps.
Star Trek is for real, bro.
Right.
Right?
Huge jumps.
We are in a Star Trek world. But at the same time, with how fast technology progressed in that short period of time, don't you think that, like, that pace should continue progressing? If not at that same rate, maybe even faster, right? Because you discover things that allow you to further build greater things.
Or are we just going to become dumber, lazier, and very static?
Sure. Also very possible.
Mm-hmm.
Also very possible.
Could we end up with a WALL-E existence?
I mean, could it be that the aliens are preventing us from knowing the truth of the whole thing, Nick?
That's true. Just listen to Thomas Dolby, Aliens Ate My Buick. Everything will be answered.
But you know what I mean? Like, there's no way. If you are in this, like, exponential increase of technological advancement and knowledge,
mm-hmm.
like, and the curve has always been, like, you start kind of slow and you go a little bit faster, a little bit faster. And then, like, you know, the curve goes up exponentially, curves up. It seems like that continues to be the case. Right. Whenever
you also get pushback because there's a lot of like younger generation that are just like, nah, social media isn't for me. No, thank you.
I'm not even just talking about social media. I'm talking about like, think about batteries, for example. Like, there's no way that like the lithium ion battery that was created 40 years ago is like the epitome of battery technology.
For sure.
Right. But like, that's the best we can do. And we figured that out 40 years ago.
Or look at cell phone batteries where you wanted to drain the battery all the way down because that battery life is on a circle.
Mm-hmm.
And if you start interrupting that circle, then the circle's going to reduce.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is that there's no fucking way. Like, we've got the craziest shit in the fucking universe and, like, we just don't know about it.
Can I ask you a question about this show?
Yes.
Should I be watching this or should I put my time towards that? Oh, what is that show? HBO show sci-fi.
Watchmen.
No.
You should watch that one.
I know, but I told you before. I'm waiting until the season's over.
HBO. Westworld?
Yes.
Oh, God. I love Westworld.
So I should watch that instead.
I love it.
Because my time's important. I can't waste my time.
So I'm actually, it's interesting you brought Westworld up, because I was thinking about Westworld on the drive home from work today.
Ooh.
Synchronicity.
Ooh.
Season one is fantastic, and I think everyone agrees.
Yeah.
A lot of people hate season two.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I understand why. So I'm curious, if you watch it and you enjoy season one and then move on to season two, how you feel about two.
Okay.
Because I think the thing with season two is that it gets a little more amorphous in its thinking, in its philosophy.
Hmm.
And I think a lot of that philosophy lines up with some of my philosophies. And as a result, I really love it.
Gotcha.
But I think a lot of people hate it for that reason.
I don't think I would bail out of it like I did True Detective. Now, True Detective season, everyone's raving so much about season three, I'm tempted to skip season two, but I don't want to do that. So I'm sort of dragging my feet to get back into that.
Mm. Yeah, I'm on pause right now on True Detective.
Oh.
Because for the same reason. I don't know if I want to. I started the first episode of season two, and it seemed fine.
Mm-hmm.
But then halfway through, I paused it, and I was like, because everyone says this is not a good season, should I just go to three? And so now I'm not watching either season until I make that decision.
I hear you. I get it.
Yeah. I did rewatch Inception.
Of course.
Saturday. God, that movie. Every time I watch it, I pick something new up.
Mm-hmm.
So I just rewatched Inception. I watched Interstellar again yesterday.
Nice.
And then today I caught up on Watchmen.
Nice.
Let me tell you, Nick. This latest episode of Watchmen was amazing.
Yeah, I heard the last couple have been pretty stellar.
Amazing. You get the origin story of the Hooded Justice.
Ooh, neat.
And it's obvious that they completely changed it.
Well, that's all right.
But it fits perfectly with the theme of the series.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the character in the original was left ambiguous enough where what they're doing here makes perfect sense.
Neat.
And actually, I would say more sense than what we got.
Oh.
And the cool thing is that the show is very meta, and they actually play with that in the show. Because in the show, there is a Minutemen TV show. And you do see scenes of it every so often. And this week's episode, like at the very beginning, deals with the relationship between the Hooded Justice and Captain, I can't remember his name. The Batman Superman duo in the original Minutemen, not the Minutemen from the that we see, that we're familiar with, like Comedian and all those. The original team. And their gay relationship. And at first you're like, oh, this is kind of a joke. But then like you see the real story and I'm like, oh, maybe this is not a joke. Yeah, it was fascinating. And the origin story they gave the Hooded Justice was fucking brilliant.
Wow. I can't wait. Yeah. I'm looking forward to watching it. I need it to wrap up. Get going, Watchmen.
You should watch it. It's aliens.
I will watch it. Trust me on that one.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny too. A couple weeks ago, I thought I had seen a UFO.
Sheesh.
Cause Zoe knows I'm always on the lookout. And we were driving and I was like, it's a UFO. And she's looking. She's like, I don't think that's a UFO. and it wasn't. That was a legit helicopter. didn't hear it, but I ended up seeing it.
Did she tell you to calm down, Mulder?
My daughter, that poor sweet child. I don't know how she puts up with me. She loves
Calm
it.
Down.
She loves
Calm
it.
Down, Agent Mulder.
she loves it. She has accepted that her father is a very strange individual, and I appreciate that.
That's great.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Love it.
So, what was your story?
Oh, hey, Martin.
Hey.
Let me. Hey, Barton.
Hey.
Welcome to This or That Part 2.
Yes.
This is a game show that has been requested a few times to be brought back, and I thought it felt like a good time to bring it back.
I like it.
Have I given you a quiz lately? No. This or that, you already know the rules. It's multiple choice. Choose one and explain your reason. Or we just move on to the next question. Martin Freddy, are you ready?
I'm always ready.
Okay. Question number one. P. pizza rolls or calzones?
Oh, my Jesus. That is so hard.
Mm-hmm. This or that is not an easy quiz, sir.
I mean, at face value, you would think that would be an easy choice. Because normally, like, you wouldn't cook a calzone at home. Like, unless you're some weirdo like you and me, maybe. But, like, you wouldn't make one from scratch, you know what I mean? The pizza rolls are just, like, in the freezer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, if I go to a restaurant and they have something that's similar to a pizza roll, I would not choose that, especially not over a calzone.
Of course.
But I will say this. I will not buy a frozen calzone. If I'm going to have a calzone, I make it from scratch. By the way, I use crescent roll dough.
Ah, smart.
Yeah. But anyways, so in that case, if I'm at home, the obvious choice for me would be pizza rolls. Because, A, yes, it's garbage food.
Woohoo.
But B, it's super – dude, that's like 1 minute in the microwave.
It's delicious.
If you're starving, guess what? Fucking pizza rolls.
Right. Rock those out.
So that's not really an answer. Pizza rolls at home, calzone in public.
I think they're the yin and yang. They're exactly the same thing, except pizza rolls have nothing inside them. Calzone has too much inside them. The cheese ratio is lava hot in there. Mm-hmm. You put that in your mouth, that mouth's going to be burning.
Mm-hmm.
With a pizza roll, there's nothing in there.
It's true. What's in,
there's nothing except it's nice and crunchy. Yum,
it's
yum.
True. It's true. I do love a good calzone, though.
Oh, yeah. I love both of them. It's mm-hmm. hard to choose. Mm-hmm. Question number two. Italian beef, French dip, or patty melt?
Oh, wow. I got to think about this. So that is going to depend on how good the au jus is. Because if it's a really good au jus, then I'm going to go with the French dip.
Yeah. I go French dip all the time. Because the reason I don't go patty melt, I hate the buttered bread.
Mm.
I know it's not grease, but it feels greasy on my fingers. And it's an instant mess. No, thank you.
Oh, so you have that too. I have this weird thing. I hate oil on my hands.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I hate anything on my hands when I'm eating. I am constantly wiping my hands.
Dude, I'm like totally fine with dirt and mud and whatever on my hands. No problem.
No, I said while I'm eating.
Oh, while you're eating. Okay. Well, I just mean in general.
Really?
Like I can have a shit stain on my hand and it not bother me.
Well, like when you're eating, okay, let's say you're eating like pizza that has a cornbread crust.
Mm-hmm.
And you have those flakes of like cornbread coming off on your fingers when you're putting the pizza down and then lifting it back up. You are not wiping that off?
No, I'm good with that.
Oh, that drives me crazy. Drives me crazy.
I'm good with that. But anything oily? Nope. Not on my fingers. Especially not like in the webbing of between my fingers.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Like I love like a pressed sandwich. Bring it on. But if I find out it's buttered and then pressed or oiled and then pressed, no, thank you.
Hmm.
Uh-uh.
Yep. That's why I hate lotion. Like in the wintertime, I'm totally cool with having cracked hands, cracked skin, because I know that I don't need to put lotion on them. Because I would much rather suffer in pain than to have oil on my hands.
Yeah, oil on my hands or face. That's usually where I'm like, I hate this.
Mm.
Like any time I have to put on like suntan lotion on the face, I hate it. Hate it.
No, if I'm doing that, it's going to be the spray. And then I get a little napkin and just dab it on my face.
There you go. There you go.
Fortunately, I don't need to worry too much about sunscreen.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
Question number three, Martin Ferretti.
Mm-hmm.
Gummy bears or Sour Patch Kids?
How about sour gummy bears?
I know you're not a sweets person, so make the choice.
All right. If that is the choice, I will go with gummy bears. Gotcha. However, if we bring in like trolleys, then I'm going to go with the trolleys.
Yeah, it's not as intense.
Yeah. I love the sour trolley worms.
Well, we're not going there. Trolley is off the table, son. So it's gummy bears.
All right, gummy bears.
You know what time it is. Come on now. You don't get to throw nothing in there. This is a scientific quiz. Question number four, Martin Ferretti. Mm-hmm. Ice cream sandwich or drumstick?
Ooh, drumstick.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, that's hell an easy yeah. one.
Okay, now this one, put on your thinking cap, son. This one is called the limb change. It's the dinosaur edition. T-Rex, just think of a T-Rex versus a pterodactyl. You have to have one set of bones removed. Do you remove your wrists so you look like a T-Rex? Or do you remove your ankles and live the rest of your life looking like a short-legged pterodactyl?
I'm going to go with wrists.
Ooh.
Because if I remove my ankles, that's going to make it very difficult to walk. And I would much rather be able to pleasantly take a stroll, you know, go hiking in the mountains, be able to quickly run from a bear or mountain lion, than to not have wrists. Because what am I going to do then? Just like punch him with my stubby arms? That's not going to help me any.
But by having smaller legs, wouldn't you think that your butt cheeks would become very well defined? Because you are walking a mile a minute. Just to keep up with your wife, you'd be like power walking constantly just to try to keep up with her.
Yeah, but then you'd run like an Oompa Loompa or a penguin or something.
True, but you'd have kick-ass arms.
They'd be uber, I guess.
They'd be uber long. Where, guess what? All of a sudden, you're at a deli. You ordered that patty belt. You're number 37. They call number 37, and you're raising up this tiny little T-Rex arm. They're not going to see you at that deli. Get out of here. Get out of here with that. This is all logic, son. All right. Moving on. This is our little Thanksgiving time. Because this episode, as we well know, it's coming out right around the holidays. Thanksgiving time. Question for you. Stuffing. Oyster, sausage, or veggie?
Oh. Oyster, sausage, or veggie. Mm-mm. I think I'm going to go with the sausage.
Ooh, good one.
I think I'm going to. It would not be oyster.
Ooh.
It would not be oyster. Okay. I do know that. I'm just having a tough time between the veggie and the sausage. But I think I like the sausage better. It's more flavorful.
I agree. That's why I go that's why I go oyster all the time.
Really?
Hell yeah. That's the flavor, son.
Huh.
But you could have different flavors with sausage. That's why I would probably, if I gunned ahead, you can only have one stuffing the rest of your life, it would be sausage. Because I could have a variety of different meats as well as flavors and change
it
up.
Hell yeah.
Okay, Thanksgiving time. Pie, pecan, pumpkin, or sweet potato?
All right, so as you know, I have a great affinity for not pumpkin pie, or not pecan pie.
Mm-hmm.
So it will not be that. Pecan, pecan, whatever. However you say it. In the South, we say pecan.
Mm-hmm.
Up north, it's pecan. Now, sweet potato or pumpkin, that is a very tough decision.
Yes.
I think that depends a lot on how the inside of the pie is made, like what the ratio of ingredients is. Because I think when you do sweet potato, you can have a sweet potato pie that's a little too sweet potato heavy. But I don't think you could have a pumpkin pie that's too pumpkin heavy. I think the pumpkin's milder, whatever, you know what I mean, than sweet potato. So, reluctantly, I'm going to go pumpkin.
Ooh.
However,
this was my softball question, by the way.
Yeah?
Yeah, so I like that you had to contemplate.
Look, I take both my sweet potato and pumpkin pie extremely seriously.
I love it.
In fact, if you want a quick access to my heart, the best way is through either one of those pies. And I did have an employee bring me a pumpkin pie to work the other day, and it was delicious.
And then did he go in and poop all over the toilet seat just to rebel against you?
Nope.
Moving on. Thanksgiving time. Meat. Ham, turkey, roast beef.
Ham.
Okay. Thanksgiving time. Veggie. Green bean casserole. Sweet potato casserole with the marshmallows, not without.
Mm-hmm.
Mashed potato. Cranberry relish.
So my thing would be broccoli casserole.
Not an option. Not an option.
If those are my options, then the green bean casserole.
Oh boy, that's the worst. I'm like, throw that into the dog bowl. Gross. And throw the sweet potato casserole with marshmallows in there too. Ugh. Yeah. Too sweet. Marshmallows?
Marshmallows too sweet.
Too sweet.
Yeah.
Oh man. All right. That was Thanksgiving time. Let's move on. StarCraft, if you only had one video game you could play the rest of your life, StarCraft or Civilization?
Civ.
Hell yeah. I thought you'd be a little bit more conflicted, but mine, I will always go Civilization.
No, dude, that's an easy one. One of the first games that I played that completely engrossed me, where I was playing and then all of a sudden realize it's like 2 days later, was Civilization. So it's definitely Civ.
That is the correct answer. Next question. You have a Pokeball. You can only have one Pokemon in it.
But I gotta catch them all.
No. You can only have one Pokemon the rest of your life. Is it Jigglypuff or Charizard?
Jigglypuff, dude, for sure.
It's the only answer.
That's the only answer. Fuck Charizard.
Absolutely. Okay, you have to wear, there is no if, ands, or buts, you have to wear one cologne the rest of your life. Will it be Ralph Lauren Polo, Stetson, or Drakkar Noir?
Little known fact, I wore Ralph Lauren Polo for a decade and a half, probably.
Whoa, my God. I wore it a few years in high school. That was...
Yeah, Polo was my jam.
So that would be the scent that you would want to be the rest of your life.
Yep.
Can your wife handle that scent?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. Okay, this is you're going to go see a show. And what would you rather see? They're both going to be annoying as hell. Let's just put that right on Front Street. Would you rather see a ventriloquist or a juggling act?
I'm going to go with a juggling act.
Smart.
Yeah.
Very smart.
Because you have more variety.
All right. This is just a quick one. Michael Jackson's Billie Jean or Billie Jean King?
I'm just going to say Michael Jackson because I very vividly remember that music video and it was awesome.
I will always go Billie Jean King.
I knew you would.
For everything she's done outside of tennis. She's the best. Along the same lines, Ant-Man or Giant Man?
Oof. Which Giant Man?
It's up to you. It's this or that.
Ant-Man or Giant Man?
And it could be a different variation on Ant-Man, too. It's up to you.
So if we're talking comics...
Of course we are. Stop the madness.
Well, I mean, there was Giant Man in the movie.
Hey, stop the madness.
Then I'm going to go with Giant Man.
Nice.
And the reason for that is when I was reading The Avengers, it was Giant Man, not Ant-Man.
Mm-hmm. See, I would want Yellow Jacket. If that was an option,
yeah.
I would all day Yellow Jacket. Okay, we're rounding into home. This is a segment within This or That. I'll rank them.
Ooh.
And I need you to rank these. Best to least best. I won't say worst, just least best. Hal Jordan, Guy Gardner, John Stewart, Kyle Rayner, Alan Scott.
Ooh. You said from best to worst?
Least. There is no worst.
Okay, so from best to least. All right, best is going to be Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
Next is going to be Alan Scott.
Ooh.
Just... You can blame James Morrison for that. Or Robinson for that. That's Morrison. Alan Scott is 2.
Uh-huh.
3 is going to be Hal.
Uh-huh.
What are the other options? Guy and who else?
John Stewart and Guy.
Oh man, I'm going to get hate mail. Fuck. Look, a lot of people love Jon Stewart.
People, listeners, legionnaires, this is this or that. He has to play by the rules.
I'm going to go with Guy next and then Jon last.
Gotcha.
However, I will say this. There have been some good moments for Jon. I think overall, less than some of the other characters. I think one of the things with Green Lantern is it depends when you were reading. Like when you first started reading it, is what your answer is going to be. Mm-hmm. And when I first started it, it was Kyle. So I love Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
Even through all the crazy shit they've put him through, I still love Kyle.
Yeah, I still have a soft spot in my heart for Connor.
Oh, overall. Wow. Really?
Yeah. Because Ollie during like the 60s and 70s JLA period,
yeah,
he was just sort of dicky.
Yeah.
Like unnecessarily dicky. Now I like it, but I'm a Connor man because that was pretty much the first series I latched onto. And I'd be the same way too. I would be Kyle would be first because that was my not introduction to Green Lantern, but reading Green Lantern outside of a team book.
Was Connor was right after Longboat Hunters, right?
Sounds right. Sounds right.
Connor. But that would have been before, it's not Infinite Crisis, Identity Crisis. Before Identity Crisis.
That sounds right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Connor's interesting. Why is he not using him?
No clue. Mm. No clue.
Interesting. Mark, very good. Ready. Yes.
Let's proceed. Mm-hmm. Question 17. This is another rank'em. Barry Allen, Wally West, Bart Allen, Jaeger.
Wow.
Oh, and not the TV show. If I have to click.
Sure.
Okay. No. With that whole giant man. Sorry. I should also let you know that we're not including the Green Lantern film as part of.
There was a Green Lantern film. I'm just kidding. Sorry, Ryan Reynolds.
I think he'll be okay.
He's doing fine for himself. All right. So one is going to be Wally.
Ooh.
Two is going to be Barry. Three is going to be Jay. And then Bart's last.
That sounds solid.
Yeah. Although, again, Bart has some interesting moments.
For sure. Yeah, he has spotlighted little moments, for sure.
Yeah.
Depends on the writer.
Who was it that introduced him? Oh, God.
Was it Mark Waid?
Mark Waid, yeah. I think Mark Waid does a pretty interesting Bart at times.
Mark Waid can write characters.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, he's pretty good.
He is pretty good.
Last question, another rank'em. It's the Blue Beetle edition.
Oh, wow.
Dan Garrett, Ted Kord, Jaime Reyes.
Ted is one.
Mm-hmm.
Jaime's two. Jaime's two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you definitely had a lot more Jaime than Dan Garrett.
Yes.
Yeah.
But Ted is still the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to beat Ted.
Yeah, Ted's the best.
Yeah. Well, thank you. That was This or That, part two.
Very good.
Thank you so much, Martin Ferretti.
Oh, thank you for bringing a game.
I had to bring a game. I like surprising you.
Dude, you were putting yourself down. That was a great segment. That was better than UFO talk.
No, it's hard to live up to UFO talk. All of a sudden, when you're like, I have to talk about a UFO. In my head, I was like, oh my God, if he saw a UFO, like this could go in so many great directions. But I also knew I couldn't bring this game next week because I'm talking about Thanksgiving. And
sure.
That's a little time sensitive.
Look, UFO, we can come back to that at some point because we can go UFO for a while.
That's right.
But not this time.
I like it.
Not this time. Very good. Wow.
Yeah.
Oversized episode.
Yeah, this chock week. Full of fun, I would say.
Chock full of fun.
See, are you ready to wrap it up?
Yeah, we're wrapping it up.
Oh, good. All right.
We're wrapping it up. Thank you for listening to this dribble every week. It is a great experience every time. Thank you, Nicholas, for allowing me to bask in your presence on this, the Nerdy Legion podcast. Of course, you can find us on Twitter. Nick is at Nick Wetmore. That's his name. He doesn't hide behind a curtain. you can find me at GeekVine, and the show is at Nerdy Legion. Thanks for listening.